super pocket?
Well, you see, you've got to tie that so they don't fall off.
That's right.
And then his cousin.
Yes, ma'am. I'm gonna ask him when he come back. Where did he get these shoes?
Miss, where'd you see J.R.?
Hmm?
Where'd you see J.R.?
He was over there to James's, helping James move some trash.
How's Isaiah?
He's all right, I think. I haven't seen Isaiah this week.
Ness, y'all don't keep touching down there.
No, he's working.
Yeah. But he don't work all day, Miss Daisy.
No, he gets home about 5 o'clock, I think.
Yeah.
Like that. When he comes. Some days he don't get home that good.
Oh, he doesn't? You got your washer connecting?
Well, James connected it Sunday, but he didn't get it started to running. I'm going back and see can I start it.
What's the matter?
I don't know. I guess it's just a misunderstanding. I guess that's all.
Well, you got it connected with the water and the electricity.
Well, after he couldn't get started, he said he was going to do something.
Hey, well, good morning.
Good morning. You're looking mighty good this morning.
Oh, do it?
Get up.
Don't you? Yeah, I got to get ready to go to town. But I have to clean up my room and kind of get my things ready to go to town every morning. When they go in, you see, every morning.
Sit over here, ma'am.
What you been talking about?
Well, nothing special. No.
Well, I thought you always had something to talk to tell everybody.
Yeah. No.
Well, you know, I just kind of when I knew you was coming up here, I thought about when we used to drive through Georgia and seeing them making sorghum.
Uh-huh.
Did you all raise sorghum?
Sorghum? Yes, we raised. They raised both kinds.
Did.
On the sorghum and the big sweet cane, too. Sugar
and
cane.
Sugar cane. Well, did you all have, I remember seeing one place where there was an old mule. They had hitched around a hole or something somewhere.
And he'd go round this way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he'd go round and round. And
grinding cane.
Yeah, would that be what they're doing? They grind it?
Grinding, mashing the juice out of it, you see?
Uh-huh.
And it would fall into a barrel or some kind of it. I remember that. But
you all didn't have one?
No, ma'am. We didn't have one.
Uh-huh. But I didn't know whether you lived where.
No, we grow cane.
Yeah.
But we'd haul it to a neighbor's mill. Over there.
Yeah.
From us. And they grind it like that.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, when you were there, did they have a mule to do that, or did they?
Yes, ma'am. They had a mule then. Well, you see, it wasn't all this electric stuff then.
It didn't have electric stuff.
No.
They do it now. I know we never do see anything like that now.
No, we don't see nothing like that now, but that's what you see back there.
Yeah.
You don't see no electric. You know, I believe things was healthier. Food and everything, I believe, was healthier. I know that folks was healthier.
When in the older times?
Yes. There wasn't nobody sick much all the time like it is now. They ain't got enough doctors for the patients now.
Now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it just came to me this morning when, you know, I knew that you was coming up here, you know, and all, and I just happened to think of when we used to come drive through the country coming down here.
Now, since I'm getting, what if Coleman's daddy, he had a cane mill up there, where would have stayed now.
Yeah.
That used to be his daddy's home.
Uh-huh.
And they grind cane.
Well.
With a mule.
With a mule.
Up there. And we used to go there at night when they'd be making syrup.
Yeah.
And drink juice.
Oh.
Cane juice.
Yeah.
They'd grind it and squeeze it out.
Yeah.
And if there, you could have a dipper in a glass down there. And you drink juice whilst they cook syrup.
And while they cook it down.
Yes, they had a big old syrup kiln. And they'd put that thing on, they say about 5 or 4 o'clock. Well, if it'd take it till 10 or 11 o'clock to cook.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we'd sit down, talk. And
just like a party, wasn't it?
Yes. And drink coffee. Sometimes his wife would make coffee and bring it out there and he'd drink coffee. Sometimes we'd have coffee and cake and sometimes just plain coffee.
Mm-hmm.
That's all right with me, just coffee.
Yeah.
I love coffee.
You love coffee. Well, mm-hmm. Did you love that juice though, too?
Oh, yes, I loved it, that juice.
Well, you couldn't drink too much of it though, could you?
No, my thing is, I couldn't drink too much of that juice because it's sweet.
Because it's just so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, would you all ever make candy out of it? Take that juice and make a candy? Make sorghum candy?
Yes, and some of them made candy. They used to make candy and out of it in, that's when I was in Georgia. Didn't make candy. I never did make none.
Oh, you didn't? Out of sorghum?
Oh, no, we didn't make none. But we had a friend there that made it. She made big pots full of that stuff. And when it get cool, they pull it.
Yeah.
Called
yeah.
A candy pulling.
Yeah. Yeah.
You pour one in it, you in, meet mine back. You know, there was lots of fun in there.
Of fun in there, yeah. Mm-hmm. There really was.
When you get it, pull the stiff and hard as they want it. They roll it and lay it on a plate. Sometimes it kind of twist it like this plaid.
Yeah.
Hold it together and put it out.
Yeah, and put it out. Yeah,
put it out. It was good, too.
Oh, yeah. I remember eating some of it. And I've pulled some. I think I've been to places where they
pulled it.
Where they pulled it. No.
Call it candy pulling.
Yeah. Well, that was a candy pulling. That was a kind of a party.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Well, the young folks would go in. Mm-hmm. Well, I imagine that was lots of fun. Well, one would take one in and...
One would take them and then meet back.
Meet back. Meet. Yeah. And double it back.
Double it back.
Uh-huh. And you'd pull it just as long as you... want to, as long as you could. It'd get the cold, I guess.
It'd get cold and stiff, and you couldn't pull it.
And couldn't pull it anymore.
And then they would pull it long and kind of roll it round, kind of like to plait it, twist it like.
Yeah.
That was long table made out.
Put it down on the table, I guess.
And then it'd get good and cold, it'd break it.
Yeah.
Like they want to.
Uh-huh. As long as in little sticks.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of. Yeah.
You know, his tip was good then, but I had none so long. I don't know how it'd taste now.
No. Well, you don't get any real saga much now, do you?
No.
Or do you? I don't. My people have a place that they through the country somewhere, they stop and get some sorghum.
Mm-hmm.
And all, and they love it.
Mm-hmm.
They really love it. I think they like it better than they do the cane, what they call the cane syrup.
Well, I always did, most. I'd rather have sorghum and have sweet cane.
And then have a sorghum.
Yes.
Just have some sorghum and biscuits and bread and then
sorghum
have a cake.
And pancakes. That was good to me.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what made me think get to thinking about that this morning, but I could just remember driving down here, especially, was where I could that we'd stop sometimes and see them.
Mm-hmm.
And watch the old mule go round and round.
That's right. And he just take his time.
Yeah, take his time to do that. Mm-hmm. That was really something for us to see, but we don't see those kind of things now.
No.
No.
We don't see them now.
That electricity does it so quick, so fast that you...
No, we don't see them no more.
But I guess it
was
money.
I just wonder, ain't some of that same stuff going on somewhere?
Well, it may be way back in...
Way back there in them bushes or back there somewhere.
Yeah, I expect so. Mm-hmm. I expect so, where they don't have electricity.
I would just love to see them old things.
Yeah, we just like to see some of the old things now. They'd be just real curiosity.
That's right.
Yeah, just a real curiosity. Yes, sir. But those candy pullings. I never did get to go to a candy pulling.
Uh-huh.
I've been where we just, two or three of us, would make candy of some kind.
Uh-huh.
And pull it. But a regular candy pulling, I never did get to go to one. And I know there's lots of fun in there. Now then, they don't have those kind of parties.
No.
What kind of parties they have now?
Oh, I don't know what kind do you have now.
They get together. Well, I don't know. Maybe they get together and sing and have singing.
Then I tell you, the most of them, then that would do, the most of them sick and they ain't able to do nothing. And these young folks, they ain't got time. Who is that? They got to go where something's going on.
Yes. They don't have those big things now.
No.
The young people don't do that, do they?
No.
Even this Doris, they don't, her crowd don't have singing, do they? About the only time they sing is at church?
Church. They sing a little run home there sometimes. Sometimes when the children get together, they sing.
Uh-huh.
Pretty good. Yeah. It don't last long.
Yeah.
They soon get through with it at home.
Yeah. What kind of songs do they usually sing there at home?
Well, mostly just church songs.
Just church songs.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Just kind of church songs. Well, that's better than nothing at all.
Yeah. Some old ones and some new ones. They buy songbooks.
Well, we used to have a neighbor woman that used to be out there with her washing out in the yard, and she would just be a singing to the top of her voice.
Folks used to do that.
Yeah.
But they don't do it no more.
Well.
Ought to.
Well, you don't do it yourself, do you?
No.
When you're out washing out there?
Washing.
You
don't even sing.
You don't even hum.
I sing to myself. But I don't disturb the neighbors.
How do you sing to yourself, Miss A?
Sir?
How do you sing to yourself?
Just humming on something.
Oh, really?
Just humming on something.
Granddaddy talking you down today?
Who that?
Granddaddy.
He was eating his breakfast when I left.
Yes.
I don't know what he's doing now. About sleep if he done finished.
Oh, he didn't go to bed at 6 o'clock last night.
Said he didn't go to bed at 6.
No.
Well, he must have sure went at 7.
Did he get up early this morning?
He got about 7:30.
Yeah.
He was just getting his breakfast a while ago.
Well, one morning he got up at 4 o'clock.
Oh, my Lord. He got up one morning at 4, he got up one night at 10:30. Stayed up.
Stayed up all night?
All night.
The rest of the night? All night. Well, what happened?
Had to get to bed at 6. And, I don't know what happened. But I kept hearing something, so I got it. And I went, I looked at the clock, and he was in there, in the living room, and had a fire.
Yeah.
I said, it's just not 10:30. What is he doing up? I ain't saying I'm done. Well, about 11 o'clock, he called me. And he come back and said, hey, Daisy. I said, huh? Is you sick?
Yes.
I said, no, I ain't sick. Why? Well, you hadn't gone up. I said, it's not time to get up. I said, you know, it's just 11:30. I said, what is you doing up? Nah. Well, I got tired of that bed and I got out of it. I said, well, you sit there till you feel like you can take it some more. I said, because I'm not going to get up now. So the next night, about 7:30, I said, well, I believe I'll go to bed. I said, you going to bed? I said, now you stay in there. And if you get where you can't stay in there, I said, you get on up and sit up, but don't bother me.
Yeah.
I said, I know when I get ready to get up. I said, I ain't going to get up till 6 o'clock, and don't you call me. So he ain't bothered me no more.
Yeah, just ain't bothered me no more then.
No.
He just, if he
but
gets
I
up,
just don't understand. I don't know why he got up there and stayed up. Oh,
I bet he slept in the chair some while he the rest of the day and night.
That's right.
Yeah.
He do a funny thing sometimes.
Well,
let him go on doing.
Well, we all do kind of funny things sometimes.
Do you you think about that time, those times when James had that old piece of a truck?
And James had what?
That old piece of a truck.
Uh-huh.
And you and Doris could get in it.
Oh, would, and he said she could drive it.
Yeah.
And she'd drive it, me up, loaded up with wood, and carried to my house, and me her unloaded.
Now that's.
But he ain't got me out now. He won't come. He won't bring me out home. He just use Roger's truck all the time.
Yeah. That's right.
Anything he wants. Well, if we want it, and we got to go get somebody to wait till he comes with them.
Yeah. So he's independent, but you are not.
We are not. He's independent, but me and Doris is depending.
But you all could just go wherever you needed to go in that old truck.
Mm-hmm.
And she could drive it.
That's right. Yes, she could drive.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, if you bring anything down that yard, she got to drive it. And you know David can do the same thing.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. David can drive about as good as any of them. No.
Yeah.
He just ain't old enough to get his license.
Yeah, he's big enough.
He's big enough to get him, but he just ain't old enough.
Yeah.
He's not at about 15, is he? He's
about to come up, David.
About David.
Mm-hmm.
He's at least 16 to get
14.
Him. 14.
Is he 14?
He's 14.
Is he a good worker? Does he work?
Yes, and if you can get him at it. You see, he goes to school every day.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Him and Calvin go to school every day.
Mm-hmm.
Calvin, 12, I think they say.
David, I seem to keep thinking that, you know, when you and Doris get out in that truck, you all just got the day before you. You don't have to push and you can just whatever comes up, you can do it.
That's right.
And that lasted a long time, didn't it?
Lasted a long time.
Well, you all must have been just spoiled, just independent.
Well, see, if we got something to work to you, me and her can get together and do plenty of work. But since she's got to where she works out, where she don't have no truck or no convenience or nothing, but she, if they wasn't using her car all the time, she could take her car and do plenty of things.
Such as?
She put wood in the trunk of it and filled it up. Put the trunk of it with wood.
Why, yeah.
But then she ain't got it. Samuel, he has to have it, so. If they ain't got it, the garage man got them.
Now, Samuel's still not back on?
No, he ain't home. I ain't seen it yet. I said that one day last week. I missed it. I ain't seen it since. He is using his mom's car.
Still.
She using anybody she can get. Mostly Elizabeth. See, James cared to work in the morning.
Yeah.
But Elizabeth mostly pick her up that evening.
Well?
I ain't seen her car this week.
Yeah.
I didn't see it yesterday. I didn't see it last night. I didn't go down there last night. But I looked out the window after 10 o'clock. And I didn't see it. I didn't see but one's car. And that was LC's car. That's all I see this morning, LC. And the truck. So I don't know.
Samuel won't have a way.
I guess Samuel might have had to work last night.
Oh.
Or he might have had to go early this morning.
Oh.
I heard a car out there. Looked like about sometime. Seemed like it must have been about 4 o'clock, but I didn't look at the clock, but I heard a car. Looked like leaving there, so he might have had to go to work this morning.
Well, how do they get in touch with Samuel? How does he know when to
go? I think they tells him, they give him his orders when he leaves, like he leaves this evening. Well, they tell him when to come back.
Tonight
and what time.
Oh.
That's the way he gets his orders, because there's no phone, no nothing there for him to call him or he called them.
Miss Daisy, I don't have a drum. I give them all away. I've got a half a drum out there. But you know what? I quit burning. I use these old fertilizer sacks. And whatever I got trash I got so away, I just stick it in them. And then the first passing, they take it down there to the dump.
To the dump, that's right.
Now, what you could do, you could take some of them old sacks, and just whenever you get more than you want there, just lay them up there on somebody's,
James Gibbons.
Yeah, somebody's truck, because he has to go by there a lot of times anyhow.
Who? James? He hauls his truck. He hauls trash Sunday, and he hauls trash Sunday for late.
Yeah.
That's where I see jail.
Well, now that, in a way, that beats burning it these days. Then take it down there and they bury it, you see.
That's right.
And I've got plenty of them old fertilizer sacks. I had a whole bunch of those old drums, and somebody come along and want one, you know. I just let them have it. And now they've all gone. Some of them just rusted out and run in the counts, you see. That's the way to do them. Wonder where Faye is.
Yeah, she's getting ready to pack up.
Well,
go.
Sir.
Here she is. I guess she's getting about ready to
yeah,
go.
Yeah, I guess about it.
He was wondering, where did they go?
Yes, sir, and here I was. This, Miss Daisy, is a, I don't know whether you use it or not. We use it a lot. It's that, those instant potatoes.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever used them?
Yes, sir.
You like them?
That's awesome.
You put a little seasoning in, and I tell you, I took them out of the can because we needed the can. There's a whole lot of them, see?
Mm-hmm.
And that's instant potatoes. That's enough to last you all for a month.
Long time.
And we use them and whip up a egg in them.
Uh-huh.
And oh, it's good. It's good for breakfast, even. I bet you Ben might like them.
Yeah, baby, yeah. He's getting them pretty good at them.
Yes, sir. Or even some gravy on them.
Oh! Taters, taters are, yeah, good for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll run you on down, babe, and if you have to go see about that old man.
Well,
I sure
well,
like those
I
shoes.
Enjoyed my
yeah.
Steak.
Yeah.
I enjoyed
I'll be back.
Talking with
all right,
you. Yeah,
we'll be back.
You just bring
nice
back
to
memories to me.
What you got on this morning, Miss Daisy? Have I seen that before?
It's a Valentine apron.
Let me see it. Come over here while I see it.
Look, like I see that apron in the light. Come in here a minute. Let me show you, Mother. Look at that, those pockets, Mother.
Now, Mrs. Ma, he's seen it 2 minutes.
Miss Daisy, I haven't seen that. Look at that. Isn't that?
Look at that, Mother.
Look at that.
A Valentine.
Well, it's a red apron.
A red apron, yeah. Isn't that cute?
And his big pockets.
Yeah.
Great big pockets.
Well, now, how would you say that, Miss Daisy? It's, the most of it is red.
Mm-hmm.
With those little figures, squares in it.
Well, now you see, all this were one piece.
Yes.
And I put this up here to the top to make it long as I wanted it. And then I put the pockets to match this.
You got the apron's made out of that red part
this.
With the squares in it.
Mm-hmm.
And that wasn't quite long enough.
It wasn't quite long enough.
So you
so I put this square up here to the top.
That's about 8 inches up that you weigh.
Drop down there.
Uh-huh.
And then you made the pockets out of that
same
thing as your waist.
That's right.
Well, it looks like it. That's just where you want it, don't it?
Just take scraps and make you an apron out of it, don't it?
Yes, ma'am.
That's the way you do it.
And a new one, I see, she has one for every day in the month.
Every day in the month.
Well, bye-bye.
Bye. It's Channel 2 over. Channel 2 over, and the end of the visit, Miss Daisy, this Tuesday morning, the 16th of February, 1971. Channel 2 over. And this is the little mic on the big machine. The little mic on the big machine. The regular mic on the big machine. And this is Channel 2 over, the end of the visit, Miss Daisy, this Tuesday morning, the 16th of February, 1971. The end of the. And this is Channel 2 over. The end of the visit with Miss Daisy, this Tuesday morning, the 16th of February, 1971. And this is Channel 2 over, and this is the regular mic on the big machine,